This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. India-Pakistan tension worries MPs over security of Nepali community. Speaker Devraj Khimire issues ruling for government to be aware of possible problems facing Nepalese living in both countries. Government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year to be presented for decision in House of Representatives meeting on 11th of May. CPN-UML issues whip to its lawmakers to vote in favor. President Ramchandra Porwal emphasizes need to increase faith in the judiciary by extending access to justice to the common citizen. And India suspends IPL for a week. Pakistan moves T20 League PSL amid conflict. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have advised the government to be aware of the ongoing India-Pakistan tension and its repercussion in Nepal. They have also called on the government to pay attention to the security of a large Nepali population working in India. Airing their views in a 0 hour of the House of Representatives meeting today, Sher Bahadur Kumar, Shishir Khanal, Bina Jaiswal and Saraswati Bajimaya demanded the government to be focused on border security, safety of Nepali citizens in India and Pakistan and rescue of Nepali students from Pakistan amidst the growing tension between the two South Asian neighbors. Meanwhile, Dr. Swarnim Wagle called on the government to address the issues seen at Nepal's border with India and China. Speaker Devraj Khimire has issued ruling for the government to the need of making necessary arrangements in view of the developing tense situation between India and Pakistan and of becoming aware of the security of all Nepalese residing there and the potential problems that may arise. Speaker Khimire called the government's attention on this matter in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. Discussions on the annual policies and programs for the fiscal year 2025-26 are currently ongoing in the House of Representatives. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that the government is aware of the safety of Nepali students studying in Pakistan. Issuing a press release today, the ministry urged Nepali students and their parents, relatives and Nepalese living there to contact the Nepali embassy in Islamabad at any time if they need any immediate assistance in Pakistan. Also, the Nepali embassy in New Delhi has requested Nepalese in India to identify places where they can receive emergency services. The CPN-UML has issued a whip to all lawmakers belonging to the party to vote in favor of the policies and programs brought by the government for upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. Issuing a whip, CPN-UML Parliamentary Party's Chief Whip Maheshwar Kumar Bartola urged all the lawmakers of CPN-UML to be physically present in the decisive meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 11th of May and cast vote in favor of the government's policies and programs. The Law Day has been observed by organizing various programs today. It is marked in commemoration of the day the Pradhan Nyayalaya, the Supreme Court, was established in Nepal. With the introduction of Nepal Supreme Court Act 2008, the Supreme Court was set up on the 26th of Nepali month calendar, Baishakh, in 2009 Bikram Sambad. Meanwhile, at a special program organized today on the occasion of Law Day in 2082, President Ramchandra Porwal pointed out the need of providing justice to the people in an easy and smooth manner through the use of modern process and technology by making new laws and reforms in existing laws as per the sentiments of the constitution and present need. President Porwal said the realm of law and justice has a significant responsibility to build a just society in the Federal Democratic Republic governance system. Meanwhile, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut said the Supreme Court had witnessed a remarkable progress in the adjudication of late. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, EDCD, has urged for adoption of precautions against dengue given the increased risk of its spread with the start of the rainy season. Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, head of the EDCD's vector-borne disease control section, said there is a risk of an outbreak of dengue due to the rainfall that occurred a few days back. According to Dr. Dahal, 968 dengue cases have been reported since the 1st of January to date in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् यता चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ambassador of India to Nepal Navin Srivastava called on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today. During the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar, Indian Ambassador Srivastava briefed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli about recent tensions and the scenario developed between India and Pakistan due to a terrorist attack at Pahalgam in India on the 22nd of April. According to Prime Minister Oli's Secretariat, the Indian ambassador thanked the Thursday statement of the government of Nepal regarding the incident, saying Nepal is always in favor of world peace. The Prime Minister condemned the terrorist attack as per Nepal's principled stance against all types of terrorism. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. India and Pakistan have blamed each other for escalating tensions as the U.S. and other countries urge both sides to de-escalate. According to the BBC, Pakistan on Thursday denied launching drones and missiles on three military bases in India and Indian-administered Kashmir, where there were reports of explosion in the city of Jammu overnight. Meanwhile, the clashes between the two neighboring countries have also adversely affected their domestic cricket tournaments. According to Al Jazeera, India's biggest domestic sports tournament has been suspended for 1 week following the escalating military tensions with Pakistan, who have relocated their own premier event. The Indian Premier League IPL, which attracts top players from around the world, was halted with immediate effect. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, said on Friday. Likewise, the remainder of the 10th edition of the Pakistan Super League PSL has been moved to the UAE. Pope Leo XIV has celebrated his first Mass as the new pontiff. According to the BBC, Pope tells cardinals in the Sistine Chapel that he hopes his election can help the Catholic Church bring light to the dark nights of this world. Born in Chicago as Robert Prevost, he is the first North American to be elected Pope. 69-year-old Pope Leo is seen as a reformer and worked for many years as a missionary in Peru, which he reportedly calls his second homeland. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. India-Pakistan tension worries MPs over security of Nepali community. Speaker Devraj Khimire issues ruling for government to be aware of possible problems facing Nepalese living in both countries. Government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year to be presented for decision in House of Representatives meeting on the 11th of May. CPN-UML issues whip to its lawmakers to vote in favor. President Ramchandra Portal emphasizes need to increase faith in the judiciary by extending access to justice to the common citizen. And India suspends IPL for a week. Pakistan moves T20 League PSL amid conflict. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.